This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
For the first time in 54 years, a bungalow-lined ward on Chicago's far southwest side will be getting a new alderman in the spring. After 14 consecutive terms, indicted Alderman Ed Burke is not seeking re-election. And residents who say they felt neglected by the once-powerful Burke are now making long wish lists for their next representative. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel has our story.
14th Ward resident Marta Castro wants a stop sign in front of her son's school that sits on a busy road in the city's Brighton Park neighborhood. On a recent morning, she pulled me across the busy Kedzie Avenue, demonstrating how crossing guards have to inch out into the middle of the road to stop cars for lines of kindergartners.
Actually have to walk up here and kind of like stop. Slow them down. Keep going across. Hey.
We get across the street safely as Castro uses her hand as a stop sign to control traffic. While aldermen have near unilateral control over bringing stop signs to their ward, Castro says it's felt impossible to get her alderman, Ed Burke, to pay attention despite multiple attempts. But Castro says she's hopeful about a slate of Latina candidates running in the 14th and surrounding wards.
They've been listening to us, and we just want that support. We're so tired of trying to fight our own battles. Like, we do need help from politics.
Burke did not respond to requests for an interview for this story. But to understand the significance of this moment for residents like Castro, you have to understand a bit about Burke's tenure. Elected in 1969, Burke is the city's longest-serving alderman. He even won re-election after he was indicted in 2019. Burke has pleaded not guilty to federal charges that he used his power to stop businesses from progressing unless they hired his private law firm. Residents have accused him of ignoring Latino parts of the ward while catering to whiter areas that have helped re-elect him, which he has also disputed. One of those areas is Garfield Ridge. In the 2019 campaign ad, retired firefighter John O'Malley testified to Burke's hard work in the area.
I walk on safe streets and new sidewalks because of Ed Burke. Thank you, Ed.
But large swaths of that neighborhood, where people like O'Malley voted upwards of 70% for Burke, were cut out of the ward during the recent once-in-a-decade remapping process, dimming Burke's re-election prospects. Now, candidate Helu Gutierrez, a current Cook County employee, wants to represent what is the new 88% Latino ward.
I've lived in this 14th ward for 12 years. I've never been part or invited to any community meeting. All the decisions have been always taken in closed doors.
If elected, Gutierrez says her main priority will be turning the 14th ward office into a welcoming community space where residents can go for city services. Gutierrez also says public safety and education are a priority, but offered few details on how she'll pursue those platforms. While Gutierrez says she was relieved to learn Burke wasn't running again, she is running against a Burke family ally. Raul Reyes is a longtime city employee who also wants to represent the 14th ward. He's taken $50,000 from Ed Burke's brother to help him win. Reyes has a Facebook page, but no campaign website, and has been difficult to reach.
Please leave your message for...
Hi, this message is for Raul. This is Mariah Wolfel calling from WBEZ.
Reyes didn't return multiple calls for comment. Despite the historic moment, community organizer Antonio Santos says he was excited to see Burke retire, but he's skeptical. He doesn't think either candidate has released detailed policy platforms in this race. Santos wants an alderman who will bring affordable food options to the ward, fully fund libraries, and give residents a say in development.
I feel like the list can go on forever because, again, we've kind of been living in a resource vacuum for a very long time. And so I think that the new alderman will have a clean slate.
That clean slate starts in May. The election is on February 28th. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.